Project.
I tell you what, I just.
That's how to talk in that.
Folks, I picked up. That was unbelievable.
I tell you what.
Jason Summers, sports.
The Coles Project.
That's how to talk in that.
You can't believe what your eyes just see.
Jason Summers, sports. Thunder Country, KIIC.
That's how to talk in that.
Good Saturday afternoon to you. Welcome to Blue Demon Baseball live from Pella Christian High School. The opening round of Class 2A Region 7 baseball action. The Blue Demons taking on PCM this afternoon as both teams are getting announced. And with me, high above the beautiful complex here at Pella Christian, Bill Anderson and Coach, welcome aboard on this warm Saturday afternoon. This is the kind of weather, though, a baseball player lives for.
Absolutely. A beautiful setting, too, Jason. Beautiful looking complex. The Blue Demons have already been announced as the Mustangs from Prairie City. Monroe are being taken the field. Wind blowing from right foul pole to left foul pole. Bright sunshine, high sky. Beautiful day for a baseball game.
Wind, as you just mentioned, kind of more of a trajectory out of the ballpark, and that may be to the hitter's advantage. PCM won the coin toss. They will be the home team virtue of that coin toss, and that's what takes place throughout tournament action. But, Bill, when we look at this contest tonight, PCM has played some tough competition, so has Albion. It's really going to come down to a battle of the pitchers.
Absolutely. We have a good pitcher going for us, and I'm sure they have their number one going for them. You can't substitute for good pitching and good defense. You know, you can hit the ball as hard as you want, but if you're playing good defense behind good pitching, then we're going to be few and far between. And we look for a good contest and both teams to play air-free ball, and may the best team win.
We're going to come back, bring you the starting lineups as we take the national anthem. We'll be right back after this timeout. We've had the national anthem. We've had the players announced. We're warming up, getting ready to play some baseball here. Prairie City Monroe and the Blue Demons going at Pella Christian High School. Beautiful complex. Bill, they've announced the teams over the PA system. Let's give the starting lineups for both these ball clubs.
Okay, Jason, for the visitors on the scoreboard, the Blue Demons from Albia, the J.D. Curran playing second base, Eric Bauer playing shortstop, Hunter Hastings in center field, Jake Stalzer doing the pitching, his counter or co-partner will be Wilson Sinclair behind the plate. Austin Summers will play left field. Blake Schroeder will play right field. Brady Baker will play first base. And Cody Under will play third base. This is a senior-dominated lineup, with the only non-seniors being Austin Summers and Hunter Hastings in that lineup. For the Pella Christian Mustangs, Prairie City Monroe Mustangs, leading off will be the center fielder Hunter Burns. Batting second will be the second baseman Sean O'Connor. Batting third will be the shortstop Bo Clymer. Batting third will be the first baseman Kurt Timmons. Batting fifth will be the third baseman Jordan Van Riekel. Batting sixth will be the designated hitter. Batting for the pitcher will be number 30 Dalton Spears. Batting seventh will be the left fielder number 2 Bryce Wignall. Batting eighth will be the catcher Andrew McCarty. Batting ninth will be the right fielder Cody Wickle.
Leading off for the Blue Demons, standing in is J.D. Curran. And what a senior season J.D. has had, Coach. He's done an outstanding job. Really a improved last year and then took another big step forward here this season.
Been a nice surprise. He has really improved his game well. Probably the most improved player in the Albia system this year as he takes strike one at the knees on the outside corner, pitching him away right away.
JD, .344 batting average, leadoff batter. Looks at the pitch down low and outside. That's ball one, 1-1 the count.
He had a tendency to throw down and away to him so far. I don't know if that's a scouting report or if that's just him.
Joel Wiggins, a starting pitcher, tall right-handed pitcher, delivers a curveball that breaks across the plate.
Inside.
And just missed.
Looks like inside, Jason, 2-1. So a nice little leadoff bat here. We've seen two different pitches now from the pitcher. Kind of leadoff guy's job to get some of them pitches out in the open.
And there's strike. A pitch. Yeah. That does get the outside corner. Now Curran, leadoff batter here, 2-2 the count. Warm Saturday afternoon. Just as you'd expect this time of year. Here's a curveball, stays upstairs, and that'll be ball three, full count.
Good at bat here for the leadoff man.
More than softball, the pitch count and building a pitch count against your opponent's pitcher, real important. Here's a foul ball hit up and out of play that's going to go up against the concession stand.
Absolutely, Jason, especially on a warm day. You know, this young man probably hasn't thrown for a week or so. If he has, just a little bit, they've probably got him ready. They know who they're going to throw. That doesn't mean a whole lot, though. If you don't get it to 80 to 100 pitches on a hot day, as JD draws a walk and nice at bat, seven pitch at bat, right out of the gate, getting some pitch count up there on the pitcher.
You just really, that's the thing that you really you can hope for your team, because it does it puts the extra pressure on your opponents when you get that leadoff batter on base. We talked about that a lot last night, and ever so important, particularly in tournament play.
Absolutely. I don't know what they have behind this guy. You know, they may have two or three other pitchers they have confidence in. But, you know, like in our case this year, we have a clear.
Where Bauer gets into one, Billy, this was a well-hit ball deep.
It's gone,
and that's going to be out of here. That got up in the wind. And, Billy, just as you were talking about confidence, Eric Bauer sends one high over the left field wall. And that's going to be a two-run shot. That's what you want down an offense.
Absolutely. Senior steps up. First pitch, after a seven-pitch at bat to the leadoff guy, steps up, finds a fastball he likes, gets it up in that jet stream.
Wow.
Went pretty much dead to left field, just about 30 feet off the line. Nice hit, nice start for the Blue Demons. Mr. Stalls are in the dugout salivating at the 2-0 lead.
Boy, and that's just it. When you have Jake Stalls on a mound, you know, you really don't need a whole lot out of your offense. But I have a feeling there's going to be some offense today with the way the wind's blowing. It's strong out of the south, and that ball got up in the air, and that wind just kept pushing it back and back, and it went about 350.
Absolutely, Jason. And we can never have enough runs, as you know.
2-0 now. Eric Bauer standing in. Bauer on the season. I'm sorry, Hunter Hastings. I've lost my mind here. Hunter Hastings, 319 on the season. Eric Bauer just hit that two-run home run, his fourth of the season.
Very nice piece of hitting. 3-0 on the count on Hastings. So after we got a seven-pitch at bat, then a one-pitch at bat, and now we have another long at bat here.
And there's going to be a base on balls by Hastings. So the first three batters reach for the Blue Demons. That'll bring up the Albie starting pitcher, Jake Stalzer. And Jake's been an outstanding hitter all season long, 395 on the season.
He knows how to handle the bat pretty well. He's probably the most confident batter we have, coming into the season, I should say. Now, you know, with JD stepping up, and Wilson Sinclair has really been swinging a hot bat as well. As a check on Hastings over at first, he's back in safely.
2-0 Blue Demons.
Just the start we look for. But, you know, you never know when the opponent could be hitting the ball well, too.
As Stalzer gets one up in the air. It's hit, and it's got some room back towards the fence. It's going to bounce off the fence. One hops the fence. Hunter Hastings on his way in to score, and Stalzer's going to have a stand-up triple. He hit that to the deepest part of the field. One hopped it to hit it about 410 feet on a 415 fence. Jake Stalzer put a drive into it, and Albion now leads 3-0.
And still yet to record an out. Coach is going to come out and visit, and I'm going to go get you your soda, sir. I'll be right back.
Billy, we're both a little parched up here with the little sun-drenched Saturday afternoon. The Blue Demons have taken the early lead here, just underway. PCM, the opponent. Joel Wiggins, the starting pitcher, big, strong, right-handed pitcher. But Albia has been able to make his mark here in the early going. Wilson Sinclair will stand in. He's going 306 on the season. Will with Jake Stalls over here at third base, like to get something in the outfield. Take advantage of all these opportunities. Here comes a curveball that gets across, strike one. Wilson, one of those seniors that Coach talked about, an outstanding senior. Had quite a year behind the plate as well as catching. There's a fastball over the outside corner, strike two. 0-2 now on Sinclair. Three runs across by the Blue Demons. Two-run home run by Eric Bauer. And then a stand-up triple here, scoring a Hunter Hastings by Jake Stalzer. A curveball, a slow roller, rolling towards the pitcher. He's going to be safe over at first, and Stalzer will score on the full swing bunt single. Sometimes things just go your way. And that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin really got out to a great start in the season. And went through a little bit of a slump at the plate, and here of late has really picked it up. Austin's one of those kids that can put a charge into it. Looks at a fastball outside, hit the corner of the plate, strike one. So Albia has sent five batters to the plate. All five have reached, and they've scored four. Austin Summers at the plate, looks out at Wiggins. He'll bring a fastball, and this one catches the outside corner as well. 0-2 here on Austin. Austin, a big, strong kid. He's going to set himself up for an outstanding senior football year. He fouls it off. Good job of staying alive. Seen a curveball. Just got a piece of it and keeps himself alive. Sinclair over at first. Wilson reached on the RBI full swing bunt single. Here's a fastball. Austin, high fastball that Austin's able to catch up with. Fouls it off. Tough to do. Four runs across. Sixth batter to reach the plate here. And the kind of start to, as a coach, you could only dream of. Now you got to keep building on it. Here's a curveball. Summer swings and misses at strike three. That's the first down of the inning, and that'll bring up right fielder Blake Schroeder. Schroeder going 325 at the plate. Blake, again, he's one of those many seniors on this Albia senior-led Blue Demon baseball team. Runner over at first, Wilson Sinclair. Here comes the fastball. Fouled off once again. Blake a little behind. Fouls it up and out of play. All the balls have been hit out of play, so they have to work to get them in. As Billy Anderson works his way back up to the press box. He'll be up here joining me. Send him off to get something to drink. Here's a throw over the first base that gets by the first baseman. Trying to hold Sinclair on. The first baseman, Timmons, wasn't able to hold on to Wiggins' throw over the first. And that will send Sinclair down to second base. So Sinclair now in scoring position. Blake Schroeder at the plate. Abby's got four across. And just one away here, top of the first inning. Here's a swing and a miss by Schroeder. Huge start here for Albia.
Just got a text from Steve Berry. Said Tyler's up there watching the game. Have him go get your sodas for you.
That's what I should do. I find Tyler. Tyler was with Grandpa today and Grandpa Berry, and they stopped me while I was in my afternoon run and give me a hard time, and I asked them to come join me on my run, and they didn't want any part of that. Maybe they wouldn't mind running and getting us our pop. I think we're going to need more than one throughout this contest. It's a nice, hot summer afternoon. After the first five batters are able to reach, four of them scoring, the last two have struck out here for Albia. Schroeder strikes out for the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Brady Baker.
Wilson Sinclair out at second base, nobody holding him. You're not too concerned with him.
There's a fastball, a called strike. Very favorable on the outside corner. Of course, when you're up here at this angle, those outside corners are hard to tell if they're, you know, if he's ex- Got a wide range. But here's a high pop fly hit on the infield. The Sun will play a part of this. The ball going back, and the ball drops. The ball drops. The shortstop and the second baseman collide with that Sun. And this is a high sky. As a baseball player, this is what you call a high sky. When you can look up and it's blue sky up there, it gets difficult to field the ball. And then put that with the wind and the Sun, and boy, it's a recipe for a mistake, and that's what we got there. It's
a lot of indecision by the second baseman right off the bat. He was covering his eyes, didn't know what to do, looked down, looked up. A lot of indecision by him right off the bat. You could tell that was going to be a problem. Shortstop maybe should have took control and called him off there. Didn't want to get in the way.
Well, this is the ninth batter to reach. All the Albia batters will reach this first inning. Can the inning stay alive here? Two down. Five runs across, and Cody Underwood at the plate. Underwood looks to strike two. Wiggins likes to work that outside corner.
Absolutely. They've seen something or heard something through our conference opponents about the outside corner. Doesn't help them keep us off the board in the first inning, as we've got five across with two out, one on. And like you said, the nine guy up, a 1-2 count. Wind still blowing hard. Outfield straight away. Infield straight away.
Brady Baker over at first. Two down. Cody Underwood at the plate. Here comes a curveball that breaks and goes in the dirt. And it gets by the catcher only momentarily. That'll not allow Baker to get down to second. 2-2, two away. Top of the first inning just underway here at Pella Christian High School. Albia and PCM going at it. Here's a high fastball. That'll be ball three. Full count. So Baker will be moving on the pitch.
Should be in motion. Play should be at first here on a ground ball. Second baseman still fidgeting out there, Jason. The Sun, his glove up in the air and down, and he's still nervous.
Here's a slow roller towards the middle of the field. Second baseman picks it up and able to step on the bag as Baker was approaching the bag. And that will be the third and final out of this inning. But, Billy, what a start for the Blue Demons. You hope that you can go out and shut down PCM and keep that momentum. But Albie gets five across on four hits, and they leave one runner on. We're going to go to the bottom half of the first inning. Albie out in front, 5-0. We'll be right back. You're listening to exclusive Blue Demon Baseball. Welcome back, everyone. Blue Demon Baseball on the air. Opening round of tournament action here in 2A. You know Eddieville Blakesburg's playing today. All of our friends throughout the South Central Conference are opening up their action as well. Wish them all the best. Centerville, I believe, gets underway Monday, if I'm not mistaken. Jake Stalzer on the mound. A little blooper behind. Shortstop's going to drop in there for a base hit. And Burns, leadoff batter for PCM, will reach on a single. And as we said in the top of the first inning, getting that leadoff runner on is so important.
Absolutely. Just what PCM actually needed, you know, to get to counterpart the five-run top of the first. They need a runner and need to get their pitcher some rest. Whether they get a run or not, they need to get a rest for the pitcher and catcher.
Left-handed batter taking on a left-handed pitcher as Sean O'Connor stands in. O'Connor, 359 on the season. And Jake's the pitcher. He can give any team. It doesn't matter who we're playing. He'll give Albie a chance to be in it no matter what.
Absolutely. He's absolutely peppering the strike zone with strikes right here, with balls right here. That's the first ball he's thrown, five pitches. So he's on his game.
Stalzer. Tall left-handed pitcher looks over at first to hold the runner Burns. Brings a pitch, misses on the outside, 2-1 the count.
Just as I say that, he throws two balls in a row. But I think Jake knows what he's doing. He's pitched a ton of baseball games. A lot more pressure than this on some of them.
Stalzer Throws a fastball, fouled off. That'll move the count to 2-2. Sean O'Connor at the plate, second baseman. You know, oftentimes when you have a mistake like that that can build into two or three mistakes, it starts to wear on your confidence. And that's why it's so important if Albie can just shut them down here. You really start to wear on the mental side of the game for PCM. There's a fastball, just misses upstairs. Full count here on O'Connor.
Defense playing up the middle of the infield, playing up the middle for double play. Outfield's deep and straight away.
Here's a fastball. Call strike three. Oh, and O'Connor was on his way down to first base.
A little premature assumption of a ball four there. A lot of times when you go ahead and toss the bat like that, the umpire might just go ahead and ring him up just because. He's trying to show him up.
Bo Clymer will stand in. Clymer. 408 on the season. He's got four home runs, and he's the RBI leader for this PCM team. Here's a throw over the first to hold the runner, Burns. Burns reached leading things off for PCM in this bottom of the first inning. If you're just joining us, welcome aboard. Albie scored five. You heard it right. The first five batters reached safely.
A foul back out of play.
Check that the first six batters reached safely. And then Albie was able to score five of those first six batters.
Absolutely. Salzer comes set. 0-1 delivery here.
Here's a ground ball. Hit the short.
Taylor made
double
play
ball. Here's Anderson or the J.D. Curran. Check that. And a double play.
Oh, we got interference on the lead runner.
Ah, that's it.
Burns threw his hands up in the flight of the ball, which distracted the first baseman. Didn't give the second baseman a clear ball to throw. That was a good play by Eric Bauer, though.
Absolutely great play, and Bauer did not stray away from it. He went towards it, and that allowed the umpire to make the call. But, boy, you talk about a momentum builder right there for the Blue Demons. To go out and get five runs your opening inning, come out and go 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the inning. Things have been set up here for the Albia baseball team. As we roll along, we'll go to the top of the second inning. You're listening to exclusive Blue Demon baseball right here on Thunder Country Cape. I see. J.D. Curran leading things off once again, the top of the second inning. Albie's leadoff batter. Always, you know something's going right offensively when your leadoff batter's leading off for the second time in two innings.
As he strikes out there, swinging on strike three, the pitcher for Prairie City Monroe, Joel Wiggins, he came out with a little bit more attitude this inning than he did last inning, and you can understand why.
Absolutely. They know you can't allow in playoffs to get yourself too deep.
Ooh, Bauer just took a fastball right there. I didn't think he'd get nothing to hit right there on the first pitch after homering and his first at bat.
Eric Bauer, two-run shot, as Coach just said. Got things going for the Blue Demons. Here's a curveball. This one breaks off the table, and Bauer swings through it, 0-2 the count. Boy, I think the real key here, and it always is the case, is getting, as a batter, getting ahead of the pitcher in the count. Here's a curveball outside. Wiggins has a nice curveball.
He's definitely a man on a mission this inning. Yep. After giving up the five runs, Jason. He's out there throwing hard.
Here's a fastball. Stays upstairs. 2-2 the count. One gone. Top of the second inning. 5-0 Blue Demons. Wiggins comes out of the windup. Throws a fastball that hits that outside corner. Strike three. So Wiggins, after a rough start in that opening inning, has now struck out the last two batters for Albia. He struck out four of the last five batters.
Yep.
That'll bring up Hunter Hastings. Hunter reached on a single his first time at the plate. Looks at a pitch outside. Two Two gone, top of the second inning. Swing and a miss. That's
swinging from his heels there. Yep. That's all right. That's all right with two outs. We'll take a gapper if we can get one. Now we're looking for contact. There should be 1-1 on Hunter Hastings, the junior center fielder.
Here's a curveball. Hastings gets underneath it. Hit towards the second baseman. And that will be the third out of the inning. So the Blue Demons go down 1-2-3 after a five-run top of the first. Albion not able to come back with the same intensity here in the second. But they'll hold on to a 5-0 lead as we go to the bottom half of the second inning. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Tournament Baseball right here on the one and only sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIC.
Second. Holding him at first was a big accomplishment, though, for Austin Summers out there getting the ball in quick. Very good job.
Jordan Van Riekel stands in. Leadoff batter with the hit. There is Joe Sinclair. How you doing, Brother Joe?
Doing fantastic.
Looking spiffy with your blue?
Good game. Huge strike zone.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I was wondering. From up here in this angle, it's hard to see. Here's a ground ball hit towards short. Bauer picks it up, scoops it over the short for the force out.
Got the main out there. Got the lead runner. Very good job by Eric Bauer.
So the
from behind the plate, both sets of fans are complaining about the size of the
strike zone. Look, it expanded, particularly on the outside.
So we got a pitcher's umpire behind the plate. We love that. Get the bat swinging.
Absolutely.
We love offense.
Stalzer on the mound. Brings on the fastball, stays upstairs. Ball one.
As a coach, I love offense almost as much as I love defense because, as you know, if they don't score, we can't.
You can't lose.
That's right.
Runner over first, Van Riekel, the fielder's choice. Designated hitter, Dalton Spears at the plate. Big right-handed batter.
Take care of the ball there a little bit for the Blue Demons. Get a little lackadaisical once in a while. Got to stay focused. No glimmer of hope here. We want to keep them down.
Taking a look at Spears here on the season. Swing and a miss.
Sometimes you get to the bottom of these lineups and our ace on the mound just overpowers him. He doesn't even have to go to the off-speed stuff. He can just throw it right by him. We'd like to see.
Stalzer brings another fastball, runs it right by him. Strikeout for out number two. Jake has looked really, really sharp. And, boy, you know, when you have an expanded strike zone, when you're able to get those extra inches on the strike zone and you're overpowering, that can be certainly to the pitcher's advantage. And you get a 5-0 lead.
Who stalls it? How do you lean in there? Back in safely, though, at first, is Van Riekel. You're absolutely right, Jason. First thing, Jake stalls it through nine pitches. He's throwing, pitching to contact, using the defense. And that's what we need him to do. If we're going to make a run at the state tournament, he's going to throw as many innings for us as he can.
Boy, there's a pickoff throw just about there. Jake's got a nice move to first. All that experience, all the extra games he gets, all that work, he's seen about every scenario. Two down here. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike one. At the plate, Bryce Wignall, left fielder. He had a good view of Eric Bauer's home run going over the top of him.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was definitely wind-aided. That wind's pretty darn strong, but you know, you knew it was a well-hit ball, and then it just kept on climbing and got into that jet stream and took another 50 feet plus.
Absolutely, a good hit.
There's a foul off. Stalzer out in front here. Boy, Jake is so good. When he's able to stay ahead, and he rarely ever gets behind. But when he's ahead in the count, he is deadly. Left-hander looks over the first, holding the runner. Comes back home, throws a curveball. And a good at-bat that time by Wignall.
Very good at-bat. Being down 0-2, fought a pitch off. You know, just put contact on the ball and see what happens. So we got first and second. Yeah.
He checks, you know, but he did what good batters do. He was the curveball there, stayed back on it, and just tried to get a piece of it. Stalzer Runners at first and second, two away. 5-0 Albia lead, bottom of the second inning. Rapella Christian High School, the site of opening round, Class 2A tournament action.
Got two down, looking to get the third out here. Number eight man in the order, the catcher.
That was that expanded strike zone that Joe was talking about. That was outside. We'll take that. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two.
And in the batter's defense, they got a swing at him. I mean, they're being called for strikes. Their coach is going to ask, why aren't they swinging if they don't swing at him? So.
0-2 here on McCarty. Swing and a miss, strike three, Stalzer. Shuts them down, and we're going to go to the top of the third inning. Albia's still out in front, 5-0. There was no runs on a couple of hits, and they leave two runners stranded. We're going back to the top of the third inning. When we come back here, back to Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere. Stalzer to lead things up. Top of the third inning, 5-0 Blue Demons here in tournament action. PCM and Albia going at it here at Pella Christian High School. And Joe, you're walking away, and you're down there behind the plate. Tell me about that bird's eye view. This umpire Wilson's has some experience with it.
Well, this is an experienced Albia and Prairie City team, and they've both got experience with this umpire. They know where his strike zone is, and they are going to be ready to swing the bats tonight.
Well, that expanded strike zone, I think the theory that we've come up with up here, it's hot.
Yeah, and everybody likes a fast game. I don't care whether you're playing Little League.
There's a rope.
If you're, hey, there's a base rip by Jake Stalzer. Base rip into left field. Line drive single for Jake Stalzer.
Wilson Clare is about to step into the batter's box, and Wilson was part of that hit parade that took place in that opening inning where the first five hitters reached base.
Yeah, Wilson has a swinging bunt. Worked just like a squeeze. Worked great.
Stalzer with the leadoff single.
But it looks like a line drive in the book. Had Jason fooled. We have Mr. Ethan Gray doing the running for Jake Stalzer. Get him a break. Get him out of the sun. Number 21, sophomore. Utility player. Good baseball player.
Well, he's going to be outstanding. He's a great eye-hand coordination. And there's a balk. He just caused a balk here.
He absolutely just caused a balk.
Good job, E. Gray.
That changes the whole inning. You go from double play ball now to thinking dive on ball in the hole to keep him at third.
Sinclair at the plate. Wilson, the senior. 306. Here's a shot into the gap. Is that going to get down? It's going to get down. One run's going to score as Gray comes around. Oh, looked like he was going to send him.
Good base running.
That just looked like a... That outfielder got the ball in a little quicker than I think anyone anticipated.
With no outs, Jason, I think that's a fairly decent call. I think we'll get him in with our bats. Drew the through to the cutoff man. Probably could have chanced it, but you never know. You're early here, so.
Absolutely, nobody out. Runners at the corner. Austin Summers at the plate. Austin struck out his first time at the plate. Sinclair, the catcher, over at. Second, he's 2-for-2 tonight. And an RBI, just about had another one.
Him and JD and Jake Stalzer just been killing the ball lately.
Here's a curveball. And Austin gets it up in the air, a bunt attempt. And I don't think he's bunted very often this season. That's probably why. Got to knock that one down. But that's the first down of the inning. Blake Schroeder will stand in, right fielder.
Coach Cagle's trying to get that run across and bunt him in. And you know what? When that play works, there's no defense for it. So in his defense, I would say it's a good call to try to get that run across.
Absolutely. Schroeder at the plate. Runners at the corner. Curveball hangs up, and this time it's a ball. Ball one. It must have been high.
Yeah, what do you say
we'll
to that?
We'll take that. Here's a throw to first. Sinclair gets back. Coach Cagle giving Ethan some thoughts here. Might send him next time. Third baseman
There's no reason.
Not holding on. It's a high pop fly towards the Albia dugout. The catcher and the first baseman make an attempt at it, and here's a catch by the
good job, Wilson Sinclair.
Here, the ball gets
good
loose.
Good job, Wilson.
Wilson caused the disturbance and he slides into second base. The first baseman looked to catch the ball. Then Wilson stayed on the bag, made the tag up, went down the second, got attention. Throw, and even if it would have been that small,
well, you can't job. They call from first base senior Brady run.
Wow, that just that is so huge. A manufacturer run like that.
Very heads up. And then Wilson was headed back to first. The ball got away from the shortstop, so he just went ahead and took second. Now he's at second.
Here's a shot by Baker up the middle. Third. The fielder with a gets it in. And Baker will be standing up over first. Runners at the corners. Great job by Brady Baker, the senior.
Very good hit. Line drive. We've really gotten to this guy. He's up over 60 pitches now. I'm sure that coaches should have somebody in the bullpen if he doesn't.
Cody Underwood will stand in. Another senior. Just keep bringing seniors to the plate.
Mr. Sinclair is looking for a shortened game. Save some innings for our pitcher, I think.
Cody Underwood standing in.
Getting his arm exercises in up here.
Thought he was going to take the mound for the softball team.
Oh, he's a good pitcher. I've seen him pitch as Mr. Underwood takes strike one.
6-0 Blue Demons, top of the third inning. Glad to have you along on this sun-drenched Saturday afternoon.
All smiles so far.
Let's keep that momentum going. You get a couple of run lead with Jake Stalzer on the mound, you start to feel real good. You get six or more, you start to feel real confident.
Like you might want to save a few for a game on down the road. I hate to say that, but you know it's coming.
Runners at the corners, two away here. Here the curveball gets by the catcher. That's going to send Sinclair home. And the deep backstop will send Baker all the way to second base. So two runs in, and Wilson Sinclair has scored after going all the way from first, essentially, to the third, courtesy of heads-up baseball.
Absolutely. Very heads-up baseball player. Has been for years.
Manufactured the score by Ethan Gray, and then able to be alert over at third base. Oftentimes, kids fall asleep, particularly with two outs, and hang on to the bag at third, and not going to get that out of Wilson. Here's a called strike three on Cody Underwood for the third and final out of the inning, but the Blue Demons get two more up on the board. They'll go to the bottom half of the third inning. 7-0 Albia. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with the exclusive Blue Demon Tournament Baseball when we come back here. Back to KIIC. Cody Wilkie to lead things off for Prairie City Monroe. Left-handed batter taking on the right-handed pitcher, Jake Stalzer. Stalzer out of the windup. Out in front here. Throws a fastball. Strike one. 0-1. You know, Bill, it's really nice to have a 7-0 lead and Jake Stalzer on the mound, but PCM is an outstanding baseball team. You know they've got a lot of fight left in them. And just like that game last night, PCM got down to the Lady D's 5-1, but then came back, and then they stretched the lead out and ended up getting a 12-7 lead. So there is one thing that's going to be certain of is you're going to keep getting a fight out of PCM. I'm not sure what happened there. Was that a called strike?
He absolutely had to swing at that.
I think he was trying to get out of the way.
Absolutely, they did call a strike.
They did call a strike. Strike two.
Actually, no, they didn't, Jason. It's 2-2 now. I don't know how they didn't, but he went around. He definitely went around.
Full count. And call strike three.
Justice served there.
Cody Wilkie strikes out for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Hutch Burns. Burns, 405 on the season. Lead off single to open things up for PCM.
little bloop over shortstop's head last time. Outfield adjusting. Hunter Hastings just about fell on his head there.
Stalzer is a high pop fly into shallow.
That's trouble.
Right field. Schroeder coming in, calls off
nice
J.D. Curran. Good heads-up job that time, and as soon as Schroeder called it, Curran ducked down the guy all the way.
Absolutely.
Out number two.
It. You could hear it from right here, Jason. He called it, and instantly J.D. peeled out of the way. Textbook defense. Six pitches into this inning. He's got two outs. Jake Stalzer sitting under 30 pitches in the bottom of the third,
man, you just
compared
feel...
to their pitchers up over 60. So you have to understand what the difference is there mentally.
Sean O'Connor, second baseman, batting 359. Two away here. Third inning. Here's a pitch outside. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Boy, you look at Joel Wiggins, the pitcher for PCM. He's an outstanding pitcher. You know, really has a nice breaking ball, good velocity. But Albie's been able to hit the ball tonight and then manufacture some runs. That last inning, getting those two runs the way they did, so important. Here's a little blooper to Baker.
Nice,
and sometimes
nice
you hit it where they are and hit it where they ain't the next time. But this time it was right to Baker for the third and final out of the inning. Albie sends them down 1-2-3. We're going to go to the top of the fourth. Albie on front 7-0. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Tournament Baseball. Don't go anywhere. Top of the fourth, top of the order, J.D. Curran, stand in. He's 1-for-2 tonight.
Leading off for the third time.
Yeah, that's just...
Four innings, your leadoff batter in your lineup. Leading off three times in four innings is amazing. Good timing, I guess.
Absolutely.
Struck out his last time up.
Wiggins throws a fastball in the outside corner, strike one. I'm impressed. This Joel Wiggins is a...
They've kept him out there. They got confidence in him,
Coach. Absolutely. Well, I can see why. He's he's got good velocity. And it really, he's had a couple of walks, but it's been Albie's bats, not his pitching.
A few boo-boos defensively by then, too. Not a lot of errors, though. We've hit the ball well. They've actually hit the ball very hard, too, just right at us.
Yep, and that's
the difference, really.
Here's a shot into right field, and the right fielder's over there, makes the play. Good defensive play by the right fielder out there. That's Cody Wilkie, and that's out number one.
Very tough catch right there, looking straight into the sun. Ball off right-hander's bat's going to tail, and the wind's going to affect that also.
Eric Bauer will step in. Eric, 1-for-2. He got the hitting going with a two-run home run. Took the first pitch and drove it deep over the left field wall. And that really started the hit parade by the Blue Demons. Wiggins out in front here. 0-1 on Bauer. Fastball stays upstairs and outside. That's ball one. 1-1 the count. Top of the fourth inning. Just joining us. We're at Pella Christian High School. PCM and Albie going at it. 7-0 Blue Demons. Wiggins takes his time. Looks it in. He'll bring a pitch that misses on the outside corner. 2-1 the count. Had Coach Britton and Coach Kingle stop by this morning at the corner of 34 and 5, Coach's corner.
As Bauer draws ball 3-1.
And they, Bill, they were, they've talked about the record not being what they wanted, but they've played a lot of good competition, and that record can be deceiving.
Absolutely, absolutely. They've played a lot of 3-4A schools. They just went down to Keokuk the other night. Keokuk's always traditionally good. They split with them. They played a lot of good ball games.
Here comes the full count pitch. Curveball, and that's a called strike three. That was a nice curveball there by Wiggins.
That's the second time Bauer's been called out on strike since he homered.
Except Wiggins has pitched some pretty good baseball here. It's just it's had its run and runs its hits, and they've one of the things that gets lost is the timeliness of hits.
Absolutely.
Able to get consecutive hits, not just strung out.
Right.
Hastings at the plate.
I mean, out of 10 outs, he's got six strikeouts. So, he's doing the job.
Yep.
He's throwing strikes. timely hitting has been the difference, just like you mentioned.
Hastings takes one off the leg. That does not feel good. But Hunter will reach, and that'll bring up Jake Stalzer.
As we always tell him, any way you can get there, we'll use you. Tough for the if you get hurt, though.
I think he thought that was going to break, and that did not break.
Hit on the inside of the arm, as Mr. Britton tells him it's okay that he rubs it. A little ongoing joke in the dugout.
Yeah.
They don't like each other to have to rub their injuries. It shows a sign of weakness, I guess.
Oh, man, you'd hit like that. I don't care who's looking.
I might call
I'm
my
crying
wife.
Like a
yeah,
baby.
Exactly. It hurts. I don't care who you say, who you talk to. It hurts.
Stalls are 2 for 2, a triple and a single. Takes a curveball and rips it foul. Up near the light poles and out of play.
He put a charge in that one, Jason.
Yes, he did.
He's looking for maybe he's looking to hit the cycle tonight. Get the toughest part of it out of the way, the triple.
Yeah, the triple,
usually the hardest part. Generally the hardest part, not always.
Hastings over at first, hit by the pitch. The thrower at first. Hastings dives back in. I like to see the runner get a far enough lead that you have to dive to get back in.
That's a perfect lead.
Here's a shot into right field. That's awesome. Hooking towards the corner, and that one is going to one-hop the fence, and that's Hastings going to stand score.
It's absolutely amazing. He's not to say that nobody else is contributing, but he does his part. He carries his load night in, night out.
And he does. He's a leader, and you know, oftentimes you think of leaders as that cheerleader, that boisterous guy, just leads by example.
Absolutely, he's been doing it since he was a freshman, pretty much. He just lets his game speak for itself, and he's got confidence in his game, and he should have. He's a very good baseball player, very smart kid, very good kid.
Sinclair at the plate, Wilson. Well, he's done nothing but reach both times and scored both times. And helped manufacture that run by a heads-up tag-up on a foul ball that caused the disturbance that led to Ethan Gray scoring that last inning. Here's a fastball, called strike.
1-1 the count.
Two gone here. One more run across for the Blue Demons. They lead 8-0 here. Top of the fourth inning.
You kind of look at that. You talk about timely hitting. Hunter Hastings gets hit by a pitch. And then the next batter comes up and hits a double, and that scores a run. I mean, it's just just like you said, timely hitting. You know, nobody's on base, a double means nothing.
You look at the number of hits Albia's had, and then you compare the runs, that's performance. Here's a blooper into right center field. The right fielder coming in and will make the grab for the third out of the inning. But Albia gets one more across here. We're going to take an 8-0 lead to the bottom half of the fourth when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball. Bo Clymer to lead things off for PCM. Ground out in a double play the opening inning. Want to say hello to all of our friends listening throughout Southern Iowa, including our friends from PCM. And I know that we have many people listening up in this area, and we really do appreciate you joining our broadcast. And PCM down here 8-0 to the Blue Demons. And Albia fans, I know you're not getting confident, and PCM fans shouldn't be too down. There's a lot of baseball left to play, and two teams that are very capable. Stalzer with the fastball fouled off by a Clymer.
That one just barely cleared out into the crowd. Young fan grabs the ball and heads over to the dugout. It's always a joy for the young boys and girls to run and get the foul balls.
Heck yeah.
Who's the fastest? Who's the fastest between the Prairie City kids and the Albia kids?
Here's another foul ball. Clymer. Down in the count here, 1-2. Stalzer's done a good job all night long, Bill, of getting ahead in the count. And that's typical Jake Stalzer mojo right there.
That's when we play our best. Is when our pitchers are bringing strikes and the batters are having good a good opportunity to hit the ball. We don't get bored out there. We don't get sitting back on our heels. We're always on our toes when the pitchers are throwing strikes.
There's a pitch on the inside. That's going to be ball two. 2-2 here. Bo Clymer, 4-0-8 on the season. Boy, he's been a tough out for pitchers, and that will be a swing and a miss, strike three. Boy, you got to feel real good when you get Clymer out.
Absolutely. We are playing very well right now. The timely hitting, like you said, on offense has been huge. And Jake Stolzer's ability to keep runners off of base. They've had three base runners. We doubled one up in first inning on an interference call. And the next inning they got two on, we stranded them. So very, very good job by Jake as he starts another batter out with a first pitch strike.
Kurt Timmons at the plate. Strong, big, right-handed first baseman. Looks, it's called strike two.
He singled last time up, Jason. Led off the second inning with a single right over here.
Well, he looks like a cleanup hitter, doesn't he? Here's called strike three. Boy, that was some kind
darts.
Of a pitch.
He's absolutely bringing it.
Boy, you could just
we just talked about how he's just getting warmed up. 34 pitches through three, and there's 6, 7, 8, 9 this inning, so he's still under 45 pitches. And like I said, he's just getting warmed up.
Jordan Van Riekel stands in. Looks at the pitch down low. It's a good job holding off there. That's a tough one to hold off on.
He reached on a fielder's choice last time. Ground ball to short. We got the guy at second. And they didn't get the double play turn.
Van Riekel, the right-handed batter, third baseman, 253 average on the season. And I'll ask my buddy Marshall Haynes over here. Now, Marshall, am I saying that right? It's Van Riekel. Van Riekel. There you go. Make sure I don't shortchange these kids.
Quickly down 1-2. Perry City Monroe with a nice contingent of fans.
Oh, they always bring
it. All we've heard is good stuff out of them, even though the score is not in their favor right now. They're very, very.
Wow. Coach.
Strike three. Sorry about that.
No, that's.
Caught watching the game, but they're very respectful fans, whether they're up or down.
Absolutely. They represent their community. Representing the Blue Demons, man alive, Jake Stolzer is on fire. 1-2-3 go the Mustangs, and three strikeouts by Jake Stolzer. We're going to go to the top of the fifth inning. It's all Albion at this point. 8-0 Blue Demons when we come back. You're listening to Blue Demon Tournament Action right here at Thunder Country KIIC. This fifth inning hits a high pop fly shallow center field. The wind gonna play tricks with this one, and the center fielder able to come up with it. That's a good catch out there by the center fielder Hutch Burns. There's nothing that's hit up high in the sky today is going to be an easy out for either defense.
Almost as effective as the line drive up the middle. I mean, he had absolutely ton of trouble finding that ball.
But does
Very
come up
job.
With it. Out number one, Blake Schroeder will stand in. He's 0-2 tonight.
Senior playing right field tonight. Where's number four? Takes ball. I don't know. I'm not sure where that one might have been besides in the catcher's mitt. But
Yeah. Anyway,
we'll take it. 1-0. Top of five. Need a couple runs here to shorten this game up. It'd be really nice for Jake Stolzer to save his
Wow, that's
arm.
A breaking curveball and got to feel sorry for the batter when the pitcher throws something like that.
That wind coming across the strike zone and that right-hand curveball. Sometimes it'll lift it, and sometimes it'll make it dive even more. Tonight, I think it's making it dive more.
Another curveball, strike two. 1-2 here on Blake Schroeder.
He's all out of sorts. Blake's all out of sorts trying to hit that ball.
Well, Billy, you know, tomorrow, about this time, we'll be getting ready to watch the alumni football game.
Yeah, I'm not.
There's a swing to miss strike three.
I'll make it over there. I'd love to be able to play, just not feeling up to it this year.
Well, last year wasn't no. Two years ago,
I blew my knee out playing flag football, so I thought better of it this year. Would love to be able to do it. I think it's more of a 25 and under gig, but
yeah, you know, I've done my little reliving my football days a stint.
I'll just relive them from the sidelines watching my boy play.
But I'm excited about watching the alumni football game that's going to take place down in Eddyville. The Rockets and the Blue Demons go at it. 7 o'clock, opening kick.
I'm more excited for next Saturday in Eddyville when the Blue Demons and Rockets are going to square
that's,
off.
That's going to be a lot of fun. That would be a lot of fun.
Me and you witnessed the 1-0, nine-inning. I just looked at the book tonight and relived it. I got it right here in front of me.
Brady Baker at the plate, 0-2 count. Baker, ground ball. Third baseman picks it up. Nice play. Strong thrower to first base for the third out of the inning.
1-2-3 go the Demons in the fifth. Needed them two runs to get a 10-run rule, but that's all right. We'll play some more ball.
We're going to go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. Albie out in front, 8-0. We'll be right back. You're listening to Blue Demon Tournament Baseball right here on Thunder Country KIC. Spears hit one into center field, and Hunter Hastings put the Jets on. Come up with that one. That was a marathon run.
He was playing left center, if I've ever seen it before. That ball was in right center, shallow right center. He caught it. Very good jump on the ball right there.
My brother Jimmy and I talk about it all the time. He is just so smooth at what he does. Hunter is just a natural, gifted athlete.
By far the most versatile player on this team.
Stalzer. On the mound, taking on Bryce Wignall here, the left fielder.
Sing of the left field last time. Yeah. In between our friends right here in front of us, Mr. Bauer and Mr. Underwood.
Swing and a miss. Strike one, 1-1 the count. One gone here, bottom of the fifth inning, Albie out in front, 8-0.
Sometimes, you know, I think Hunter gets comfortable with them skills too, and he doesn't work as hard as he could. But for the most part, Hunter does a great job.
Good kid. A lot of fun to be around. You know, he's going to be cut up and have fun.
Jim was telling me a story. He went to the mound in Eddyville last week and said, Hunter, what's the problem? He's like, I think I'm doing fine, coach. Jim didn't know what to say to that. I think Hunter probably knew that he wouldn't know what to say to that. Him and Austin together, Austin Summers.
Oh, my gosh.
They are a card. They're cards.
They are the dynamic duo of entertainment. No doubt about it. 1-2 here. One gone. Bottom of the fifth inning. Bryce Wignall at the plate. Stalzer sends a fastball, and Wignall sends it into center field. Line drive, base hit.
He's 2-for-2. He's seeing the ball well out of the lefty's hand.
My buddy Joe Sinclair.
For the water, yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Joe.
Taking good care of us.
And these next few batters, Jake's pretty much owned, so we'll look for him to take back control here with one out in the bottom five. PCM trying to scratch a little life in their ball club here.
We
have a pinch hitter, coach. Number 25 going to be batting for number 22.
Okay, let's see. Sam Munson.
Sam Munson. And he's just batting for the catcher. I don't know if he'll enter the lineup or not. We'll have to wait and see.
Munson, 333's had a limited number of bats. Big, strong kid.
Big
boy.
Kid, yes.
And he makes contact.
Their coach is looking to get somebody to turn one around here.
Runner over at first. Wignall with the single. One away. Here's a fastball. It gets in the dirt, and that one gets away from Will.
Let's not get lazy, boys.
Now, that's one of those pitches you wonder if you just get crossed up what you're throwing.
A lot of times, you know, the ball breaks different early in the game than it does late in the game, too, you know. Mm-hmm. Might get a little bit more break on a curveball right here.
Runner down to second. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Check that. 1-2 now. One away. Bottom of the fifth inning. Wignall down to second base. He's got a single. Two tonight. Here's a swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll be the second out of the inning, and that'll bring up Cody Wilkie. Wilkie's made some fine catches out there in right field. Struck out his first time at the plate. Wilkie with my favorite number. Number one on the back of his jersey. Wilkie, a 338 junior. Strike one. He's a nine batter here, and he's batting 338 on the season.
A lot of times the coach will put a guy that he knows gets on base a lot at the number nine hole. A lot of innings get left off at the number eight hole there. So it's like two leadoffs in a row, and it works really well.
427 on base percentage. That is nothing to sneeze at, but he's behind the count here 0-2. Mustangs with their first runner at second base. Stalzer has pitched a gem of a ball game here. He's out in front here 0-2. Looks back to second, throws it to second, gets in the center field. Hastings is backing it up. Going to make
He's
a throw to the third base. Throw is in time, but the runner able to get on the bag.
Very good job. Good
wow,
base
thought,
running by the
players collided a little bit.
Mr. Wignall from PCM, good base running. Hunter got a late break on that overthrow to second. Otherwise, I think we get him. Pretty risky move, though, down 8-0 with two outs. I mean, you're the one runner they've had to third base now. Nobody had been past second until then.
0-2 the count. So here comes the 0-2 pitch. Fastball, call strike three.
Didn't matter as it turned out.
Wow, you know. Unbelievable. Jake Stalzer continues to be dominating on the mound. We're going to the top of the sixth, and Albia has an 8-0 lead when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball. For the six we go. Cody Underwood will lead things off for the Blue Demons. Bill Anderson, Jason Summers here. Live baseball tournament action here for the Blue Demons from Pella Christian High School. What a beautiful complex they have here.
Senior third baseman leading it off for the Blue Demons. Chases a fastball. I believe it was a fastball. Had a tough angle here.
Cody's 0 for 2 tonight.
You know, in the pitcher for PCM's defense, he's been really effective since that first inning. You know, we got five runs right off the bat as strike two. Cody swinging a foul tip. He threw 36 pitches in the first inning. Then after that, he's followed up with 11, 14, 15, and 9 pitch innings respectively. That's very, very efficient.
The string of hits really important, and that's that timely hitting where you're able to put back-to-back hits together and with runners on base, and that's been the difference in the ballgame.
As Cody Underwood gets called out on strike three, umpire, I think he enjoys ringing guys up. There's been several called third strikes tonight.
And Wiggins doing a good job of putting him where the umpire's going to call it.
Can't blame him there.
J.D. Curran at the plate once again. Fourth time at the plate. Looks at the pitch outside and upstairs. That's ball number one.
J.D.'s having a little bit of a tough night. Drew a walk in the first inning. Struck out in the second and flew out to right field in the fourth. Looking to get him a single or maybe a double.
Curran, 344 on the season. Foul ball, hits it up and out of play.
Big difference between JD and a lot of the other kids is he gets a lot more bats, you know, probably at least one more than the bottom half of the lineup each game.
Yep, you get to see a lot more pitches. It's a curve ball, and JD rips it down the first base line and goes out of play.
Pleasantville players gathered down there waiting for their game against the host here, Pella Christian. They play the nightcap, and they're down there watching our game and kind of scattered them around a little bit.
The winner of this ball game will take on the winner of the Pella Christian and Pleasantville. There's another strikeout. Boy, I'll tell you what, Wiggins
is able to
strike out players. No doubt about that. He's a strikeout pitcher. I think that's two. That's four, six, eight strikeouts in the first five and a half innings. Eric Bauer will stand in. Bauer's 1-for-3, home run and a couple of strikeouts. Looks at a curveball, strike one.
Since that home run swing, he has not looked comfortable at the plate, which usually is the opposite for most players. Excuse me.
Here comes another fastball. Bauer gets underneath it and puts it out of play. 0-2 here. Wiggins has gotten ahead each of the batters in this inning.
Very effectively, too.
And with his curveball, he's ahead in the count. That really makes him dangerous. As it does all pitchers. Wiggins. Curveball. Check swing. Going to call it strike three. And
struck out.
Albie goes down 1-2-3. Three strikeouts for Wiggins. And we're going to the bottom half of the sixth innings. 8-0 Blue Demons. When we come back to Blue Demon Baseball, don't go anywhere. Top of the sixth inning, and we're at the top of the order. This is for PCM. This is a crucial inning. You get to the top of the order, you've got to get some production. You don't need to get it all in one swing. You don't have to get it all in one inning. But you certainly, with the top of your order up, you really feel like you got to make something happen this inning.
They need some confidence.
Jake Stalzer's got that here. He throws a pitch down in the dirt. That's 1-2 here, or 2-1 on Hutch Burns.
Need to stop it right here. Come back with a strike. Challenge him. As he does.
Ground ball. Hit to short. Bauer's going to pick it up. Not going to have a throw down there as Burns. Burns down to first base.
Very fast.
You can see why he's an outstanding center fielder.
Bauer. A little bobble there, but that's all right. We'll get through it, hopefully. I think that might be they had the lead off. He had the leadoff guy of the game on, which was Burns as well, and negated him on a double play. They called interference on Burns on that play.
Sean O'Connor will stand in second baseman, 359. Prior to tonight's ball game, he's 0-2 so far here. Left-handed batter looks at a called strike one.
I wouldn't get too overly concerned if I was on defense with the runner.
You just really want to bear down here. And
you get six outs to go right here and before they can get six or seven, eight runs. So get your outs where you can get them.
Curveball, and that hangs outside. Ball one, 1-1 the count. CM's got they got to take the same approach. They got to get one at a time.
Yep.
Can't get it all in one swing, and now you just got to concentrate on each batter.
Absolutely right. Our outfield continues to play deep. He just balked. He's called a balk on Mr. Stalzer.
He's asking the
he took the ball from his glove, put it back in his glove. Once you take it out, I think you have to keep it out.
Empire gave him the explanation. I always appreciate that. You know, if a kid makes the balk, you need to explain it so they understand what they've done. Burns at second base. Here's a foul ball up and out of play. Stalzer ahead in the count, 1-2. The bottom of the sixth inning, Albie out in front, 8-0. Blue Demons, a huge first inning, getting five across, and that really set the tone for the ball game here this afternoon. Stalzer ahead in the count, 1-2, looks back, throws it back to second, chases Burns back.
I'm not sure why he even threw that ball. Burns was standing on second as he came around. You don't have to throw that. Glad it didn't get away. The last one he threw back there got away.
Stalzer throws a fastball, just misses on the outside corner. 2-2. I'm sure Joe Sinclair's down there scoping that out.
I'm sure he's. He thinks the strike zone has shrank now, I'm sure. Just a little.
Stalzer. Again, 2-2. There's a called strike. Strike three.
Very good job by Jake Stalzer. Needed that out for not only his confidence, but our defense's confidence. You know, there's nothing worse than having an inning go without getting any outs.
10 strikeouts for Stalzer.
He's absolutely throwing BBs.
That'll bring up Bo Clymer. Clymer struck out his last time at the plate. He's grounded out into a double play, struck out.
I think you said he was a 400-plus hitter. 408 with lots of
hitter. Well, you just look at him. He looks like a baseball player. Big, strong kid, smooth athlete. Here's a shot, and he gets underneath this one. It's a well-hit ball towards the gap in the right center field, and this one is going to cross over the fence. That's a two-run home run. And you can see why he's batting 408.
Nothing hurt, Jason. Nothing hurt at all there.
One thing it does for PCM, as we talked about, is
confidence.
Give them some confidence and a little bit of hope here.
Absolutely right there. Take nothing away from him, even though that ball was just like Bowers, is probably win-aided.
Yep.
Probably an out and a sacrifice fly on a normal day. But nothing hurt here. Still only have five outs to go. Six-run lead. Got our all-conference, all-district pitcher up there. No reason to think that we can't still take care of business here.
Kurt Timmons, the first baseman, at the plate. He takes a big swing. Felt that breeze come up here.
See that a lot, you know.
Wow.
Your buddy ahead of you just hit a home run. And why not me?
He's a big, strong kid. Jeez.
The Blue Demons are getting a little bit sloppy out there. We don't like to see that. I don't know what the deal is, but we'll get it straightened out, hopefully.
Yeah,
huge gap in right center.
They're really playing the pull here. Curveball, breaks, just misses. 2-1 the count here, one away.
A lot of life out of this PC got in down here. The rallying.
There's a pitch down in the dirt.
And with every pitch that misses, gives them just even that much more hope. 3-1 the count, one out. Nobody on.
8-6 Blue Demons. Stalzer on the mound. Throws a fastball, gets it by. A swing and a miss.
Full count.
From Timmons. Glad to have you along here this Saturday afternoon. If you're out and about, like to know where you're out, what you're out doing on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. Send us a text. Let us know where you're listening from. Send me a text to 641-799-1437. 641-799-1437. Let us know where you're listening from here as we bring you this live Blue Demon tournament action here.
Now batting the third baseman, Van Riekel.
He gets it up in the air behind to second base, out to chase it down. J.D. Curran makes the catch. J.D. backstepping and makes the catch out in right center field.
Very nice play by J.D. Curran, the senior, to retire the side. Although PCM does scratch two runs across on the home run by Mr. Bo Clymer.
Clymer sends it over the left center field wall, but the Blue Demons hold on to an 8-2 lead when we come back to the seventh. And hopefully final inning as Albie leads 8-2 when we come back to Blue Demon Baseball. We're streaming all over the web and all over Southern Iowa through the FM frequency 96.7, and got you listening to us down in Rathbun Lake. Got a text in. Rathbun Lake, we're envious. Angie Ford's joining us as well. They're down in Ottumwa at the 10 and under softball tourney. Go Blue! Go 10 and under
softball.
Strike one. Hunter Hastings at the plate.
You take strike two, actually.
I'm a little behind here as I'm catching up on my text.
I just knew the first text would come in from the lake.
Absolutely. Boy, a day like this, you know, outside of a baseball game, that'd be the only other place. And look at this.
Here comes the Schroeder boy.
Here's a ground ball. Shortstop over the first in time. Got Hastings out, and Hastings may have twisted his ankle going on that bag. Tried to stretch it out. Hunter limping a little bit. But a great defensive play that time by Bo Clymer. First down of the inning is a 6-3 put out on Hastings.
He is definitely hurt. Looks to me like they better get Mr. Gray loose or get somebody loose to play outfield.
Yep. Stalzer at the plate. Jake, 3-for-3, a double, a single, a triple. He's a home run away from going the cycle.
Doesn't happen too much in high school baseball.
An opportunity here. Fastball outside. Ball one. 1-1 the count. Again, we'd like to know where you're listening to us at.
Absolutely.
641-799-1437. Maybe you're getting ready to heat that barbecue up. Sounds good.
Does
throw something on
good.
The grill tonight.
My family's gathered at my wife's mother's house for some fireworks later and some grilling out right now. I'll be there on my way there just a little bit. Like, say hi to them as there's a
here
deep
the drive.
Drive.
Stalzer gets into it. And this one's going back on. It's going to one bounce the wall. Stalzer on his way to third.
If he's going to get a cycle, it's going to be inside the park variety.
And, boy, it nearly got tripped up with the third baseman.
Coach held him up at third. I know. Jake
what was, a shot by Stalzer.
Jake had to be thinking cycle, though.
Jake was another Wheaties away from a home run right there.
Another win-aided ball to left center field. A lot of balls have dropped out there in left center or went over the fence, one or the other.
What a shot. Jake Stalzer, young man. I know they voted for the all-conference selections today, and I haven't got the results yet, but anything other than a first-place selection for him. And
I'm sure the the respectful young man that he is, he's a unanimous decision, or choice, I should say.
Wilson Sinclair at the plate. Strike one. Wilson two for three tonight. Ethan Gray, the courtesy runner, gets a lead off. Heads up running play for him in the third inning.
1-1 the count on Mr. Wilson Sinclair. As we had Blake Schroeder's younger brother, yeah. Isaac, up here, delivered another water. They were rounding us up, stacking them up on us up here.
Isaac, one of my outstanding hitters on the Little Hawks T-ball team. And
Two-year member.
And get this, in the 2 years, he every time he stepped up to hit the ball, he's got a hit and scored every time at the plate.
You're kidding me.
No.
Man, that's an amazing accomplishment. A T-ball, that really has developed a lot of good baseball players and softball players in Albion, Iowa.
A lot of fun.
Gotta love it.
You know, I've had some of the best flowers ever picked for me out on a T-ball field, and some of the best hugs.
It's fun.
And some of the most laughs I could ever get off of a baseball diamond.
A lot of fun. A lot of memories.
Here's a curveball outside, and that's going to be a called strike three.
And Mr. Sinclair, as the catcher, he just goes ahead and grits the teeth. Heads back to the dugout because he knows his co-partner, Mr. Stalzer, needs them calls next inning.
Absolutely. Ethan Gray over here at third base, courtesy runner for Jake Stalzer. Got a stand-up triple, and that'll bring up Austin Summers. Austin nearly strike one there. Austin hit a high pop fly into center field his last time at the plate. Austin, big, strong kid. Really off to a really hot start at the beginning of the season. Went to a little of a hitting slump and then really picked it up here at the latter part of the season.
Another one of the Albion's finest gentlemen on the team. Very good kid. Good work ethic. Got a brand new haircut. Looks very nice, too. The Mohawk.
Hey, Jason and Bill. Here's a foul ball. Go Jake Stalzer. He sounds like the man to be on the mound today. Way to go, Big Blue. Carol and Terry Reed, glad to have you guys listen along.
Terry, the manager of the 13-year-old Rathman area All-Star team that will qualify for the state tournament last weekend. They'll play this Friday night in Ottumwa. I believe game time is 7 o'clock. Well, and our 14-year-old team that I coach, we're going to play in Bloomfield in the state tournament at 10 a.m. next Saturday morning. So young boys.
All the future's looking pretty darn good. You got guys like Terry, yourself, and lots of others who are putting those hours in. Terry, long-time Babe Ruth coach.
Absolutely.
He can tip his hat and take a little credit for this for these kids. There's a curveball in the dirt.
Good
Austin
patience.
Held off. Good job.
Good patience by Austin Summers right there.
2-2 the count. Two away. Top of the seventh inning. Albion in front 8-2.
Been a real quick ball game, Jason.
It has.
Just 6:22. The first pitch at 5 o'clock.
Here's a ground ball. Hit sharply to third.
Nice play.
Nice play by the third baseman. Long throw to first base and gets Summers out for the third out of this inning.
A good at-bat for Austin there. A nice play by the third baseman to bring us to the bottom of the seventh. Three outs to go, Jason.
Here we go. We're down to our final three outs when we come back. Albion's got an 8-2 lead. We'll be right back. You're listening to exclusive state tournament action here. Blue Demon Baseball. Don't go anywhere. Here's a shot by Spears, the leadoff batter, into center field. Hunter Hastings steps back and brings it in.
I tell you what, Jason, he's rolled his ankle going over first base. Somehow the ball finds you when you have an injury. Luckily, he didn't have to go very far. They sent him back out there. He made the play, but the ball does find you like that. It does happen.
Boy, Spears put a charge into it, and Hastings didn't have to move. For out number one, that'll bring up Bryce Wignall, left fielder. He's 2-for-2 tonight.
Very good hitter. Has a nice approach.
Has a called strike.
He doesn't try to do too much. He just goes up there, stays within himself, swings a good bat. Hit to the left side twice today, singles.
Here's a shot, and it just
right
missed the press box. We're down the third baseline here at Pella Christian High School. Boy, a beautiful complex.
If you'd had your glove out, I think you could have caught that.
You've seen me play, Coach. Stalls are ahead. And here's a swing and a miss. That's strike three. We're down to the final out here.
Very quickly.
Wow.
After a rough six, Mr. Stalls decided enough is enough. Let's get the bus started.
Jeff Stevens listening to us. Hey, guys, do a great job sitting in my pool. Go Big Blue. I imagine a lot of people looking for some water to get into this afternoon.
Swing and a miss by.
Jeff's chased ball diamonds for most of his life.
This is the first year without a Stevens boy on the team in 8 seasons for the Blue Demons.
Wow. Swing and a miss, strike two. Stalls are out in front here. Final strike.
I got another pinch hitter here in this number 8 hole.
Boy, I'll tell you what, coming off the bench and facing Stalzer for your first swings at the game, not an easy task. And how about that, folks? How about this? 8-2, the Blue Demons with the win tonight. And, Billy, what an outstanding performance. And it really getting that first inning going the right direction, so huge for Albion.
Absolutely, Jason. At a 21 outs, 13 strikeouts for Mr. Stalzer. The timely hitting, like we talked about earlier, the timely hitting has been the key tonight in tonight's game. When they got runners on, they didn't drive them across, but the one time on the home run, we had several RBI hits for Albion.
A big win for the Blue Demons, opening round of tournament action, 8-2, your final score. We're going to come right back after a quick timeout and wrap things up here from Pella Christian High School, side of the opening round of 2A action, Albion over the PCM Mustangs, 8-2, your final score. We'll be right back. Your final score here in opening round of 2A action. Albion over PCM. The Mustangs come into tonight's game and really with a lot of hope. And the Blue Demons get out in front early on, get 5 runs across the first inning. And Bill, 8 runs on 7 hit. Offensive efficiency was the name of the game, coupled with 13 strikeouts by Jake Stalzer. A dominating performance by the Blue Demons.
Absolutely right, Jason. The Blue Demons got their runners on one way or another, and then we got big hits in the gap. One of them over the fence. Jake Stalzer with, like you said, a dominating performance, 13 strikeouts, 4 for 4 at the plate, the double, 2 triples, a single, in his spot, 3 times it scored. So very good job by Jake, very good team effort, very good job of coming out and taking the confidence away of the opponent in the top of the first.
Absolutely a dominating performance by the Blue Demons. PCM with a great season, and we want to congratulate them on their outstanding season. Wish them the best of luck and a great summer. The next game up is Pella Christian and Pleasantville. Albion will take on the winner of this ball game on Tuesday night. And, of course, we'll bring you all that action. We'll be right back here, I believe, is where the game will take place in Pella Christian when we return back to action on Tuesday night. This is Jason Summers for Bill Anderson. The Blue Demons get the win tonight, 8-2 the final score, thanks to my outstanding board operator, Scott Fry, doing a great job of keeping everything in order and rolling right along as the Blue Demons get a win tonight in opening round. You've been listening to exclusive Blue Demon tournament action right here on Thunder Country KIC.